In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Colorado's congressional delegation has found something they all agree on. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains it has to do with conspiracy theories.
All seven House members supported a resolution condemning QAnon, the fringe group promoting conspiracy theories that raise unfounded concerns about the government and Democrats. The bipartisan resolution passed the House 371-18. It also encourages law enforcement to focus more on preventing violence and criminal activity by extremists motivated by fringe political conspiracy theories. Republican Lauren Boebert, who's running to represent the 3rd Congressional District, did not dismiss QAnon early on in her campaign, but has since said she's not a follower. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Thousands of students will get into paid internships and graduate faster than before. That's because of a new state program which will create 5,000 new opportunities in healthcare, information technology, cybersecurity, and other fields. The Colorado Community College System's Mike Macklin.
Many apprentices are leaving with little to no student loan debt. They're earning a wage while they're pursuing their post-secondary credential. And then they're also gaining career experience and on-the-job experience.
The Colorado Collegiate Apprenticeship Program will start with 300 students in healthcare this fall. Right now, it's 57 degrees in Denver, 42 in Rangeley.